All right, we're back from the break. So Melanie, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm pretty sick right now. In case it's not obvious from the way my voice sounds, I have a little bit of a cold. And when you're pregnant, you can't really take anything. So pretty much I've just been suffering for the weekend.
You can't take anything because it'll affect the baby?
Yeah, you're not really supposed to take medications because pretty much your baby is also taking them. So you're allowed to take Tylenol.
Okay.
And that's about it. So
is the problem that maybe the baby would just get too high of a dose?
Yeah, and like some, a lot of cold and flu medications have like alcohol in them. So
right.
Yeah, so Tylenol is safe. And I was just looking at my package of cough drops. And I'm not entirely sure that I can even take one of those because apparently if they have menthol in them, you're not supposed to take those either. So I'm pretty much just blowing my nose a lot and drinking water.
Okay. Well, awesome. Hope you feel better.
Thanks.
Okay. I want to talk about something that we had as children. And this is sort of a educational computer thing that you hook up to a TV.
Is it Socrates?
Yeah, the Socrates. Now, I remember probably my earliest memory of the Socrates was when we were in living in Denver or living in Highlands Ranch. I think I was probably in kindergarten or first grade. And there are sort of various games that you can play that really just sort of like test various like mental calculations or memory skills or something like that.
Right.
I remember at that age sort of I took a liking to math. And at the time, I thought that maybe it was just because I was especially good at math, which, I mean, maybe I was. Maybe I had a slightly above average propensity for for doing algebra.
Right. But
I feel like a lot of my sort of motivation to get better at math came from the fact that one of our parents, or maybe both of our parents, were impressed by the fact that I could do math.
Right.
And so I think I sort of dove into it as a way to sort of prove my genius.
As a six-year-old?
Yeah. I have this very distinct memory of like playing with the Socrates, and there was one of the games was like do long division. And at the time, I didn't know how to do it, but I think I asked Mom how to do long division, and she sort of explained it to me. And it's really just sort of a recipe that you just follow.
Right.
And so I learned long division at a pretty young age, and I sort of used that as sort of the self-proof of my genius. But then I have this memory, it's probably about the same age, where there's another game in the Socrates that's called, well, I don't remember what it's called, but it's basically Hangman, where, you know, you guess a letter and it fills in the blanks if it matches in the word that you're supposed to be guessing. And I think I was playing this, I don't know if it was with you or with a friend, there's like a two-player thing where you sort of switch back and forth.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to read you the sort of the characters. There's one character that's missing in this word. So I'm just going to read it to you. It's blank A N A N A. And I just remember being so stumped on this word. And it got to the point where, so I was definitely playing with somebody else, So there was sort of this competitive aspect where, like, I knew it was an easy word. I knew that I had, like, maybe 20 possible choices of letters. Uh-huh. Probably really only, like, 5 possible choices of letters. And I think I remember asking Dad, like, to give me a hint. And he was like, well, just you know, pronounce what you have there. And so he was like, you know, a nana. Uh-huh. And I was like, a nana? I've never heard of that word. And he's like, yeah, you know, but, you know, the letters that are there, you know, you pronounce that a nana. And so finally, I chose a U as the letter. Because I knew that a U made the sound. And so, of course, I got it wrong, and my friend, or maybe it was you or whoever, immediately got it right because, you know,
yeah.
That's like the easiest word to sort of fill in the letter. So I look back on that, and I think that, you know, maybe when I was a young child, I really wasn't, you know, the sort of super genius that I thought I was.
What's funny about that is that's the only game I remember playing, is the Hangman one.
Really?
Yeah. I think the other ones were too hard for me.
You don't remember, like, the one where you paint a picture? Or it's really, like, you select, like, pictures from, like, a clip art thing, and then you just sort of stamp them onto the screen?
I sort of vaguely remember that.
There was also, like, a music program. Where it gave you like maybe like 2 octaves on a keyboard, and each key sort of corresponded to the sort of crappy little physical keyboard that came with the Socrates.
Yeah.
There was also I don't remember what game this was, but I just remember the sound, and it was something like. Da, 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 or something like that. And that was supposed to mean that you got it wrong. Whatever it was.
You know, I used to, when I was little and we had that game, I thought that, like, everybody else had it. Like, but nobody did. I was like, oh, let's play your Socrates game. And they're like, what?
Well, we had that instead of, like, a Nintendo.
Right.
It was like, yeah, you want to come over and play some video games? Let's do Long Division.
We just had good parents, that's all.
Yeah. I think that that was probably sort of an incredible learning tool.
Yeah, it was, because it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It made me feel like a super genius.
Right, most of the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the time, I felt like a super genius. Even when I missed spelling that word banana, when I spelled it as U-A-N-A-N-A, I blamed Dad.
Because of the way he pronounced it.
Yeah. I thought he was, like, pronouncing the actual word that it was supposed to be. Yeah, but now looking back on it, clearly... Yeah, there's just that part of my brain wasn't firing on all cylinders, I guess.
That's funny.
Okay. And that's Socrates. The crappy plastic electronic device. Not the philosopher.
But I liked the little robot, the little Socrates robot guy.
Yeah, he sort of looked a little bit like...
Johnny Five.
Yeah. I think he might have been just a direct ripoff of, of Johnny Five.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because he even had, like, the little, metal eyebrows, I think.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And didn't he, like, blink when his little things would close?
Yeah, he had the head that looked a little bit like E.T., like a mechanical E.T., and he had the little eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great.
All right. This is Taekwondo, The Shame Chronicles. We'll be right back.